Actually, it's not. It's really not that cold in here. I don't know what the temperature was, but well, we're excited to get back to the University of Minnesota and play, get in front of our home fans. Hopefully, they're nice and loud this week. They've got the no huddle going, so we'll make it a little bit tougher for them offensively. And it's a great division rivalry that really we're looking forward to play. Questions?
When you looked at the tape of the first game, did you see things that can be easily corrected, or what did you see?
You know, there's always good and bad when you watch the tape. There's good things and bad things, and there's things that we obviously can do a lot better than what we did. And I think any time, and I'm sure they feel the same way, any time you play somebody a second time, you have some things that you would change up or you're going to change up, and I'm sure they feel the same way.
Deployed to practice today, or excuse me, play Sunday. Hopefully you didn't practice.
I don't know. We'll see. We don't know yet.
What was going on with Khalil today?
He has a really just a minor aggravation. I expect him to play. He has a minor aggravation. Asiata will probably be out.
On Kyle this week, as far as maybe more confidence in his ability to maybe cut and accelerate?
I did, I thought he had a better week of practice, yes.
How about Tate? How has he looked to you in just this short time?
Good. He's catching on quick. He's got some explosiveness hitting the hole, and obviously he's a big body guy. He's done a good job in protection so far, so we'll see how it goes.
With Matt out, do you expect him to contribute Sunday?
I don't know. We'll see.
Defensively, obviously your goal every week is to stop the run, but what makes it a unique situation? What makes it so difficult with the Packers to try and make them one-dimensional?
Well, one of the things is that they're unconventional in the fact that, you know, they may come out and run it four times in a row, or they may come out and run it and throw it six times in a row. So they keep you off balance that way. And their offensive line does a good job in both phases. The back is a big, strong – both of the backs are good backs, good cutback guys, good downhill run guys. And then, you know, dealing with Rodgers is a separate issue.
A lot of similarities in last week's performance defensively to that Packers game.
I don't know. I think this is completely different game here.
Everyone's understandably so paying attention to that offense, but you know they've gotten four touchdowns the past 2 weeks from defense and special teams. What have you seen from, you know, the defense specifically these past couple weeks that they've been able to turn turnovers into points?
Well, the big thing is they're doing a good job of using their athleticism to try to create mismatches. You know, they've got a lot of talent in that, especially in the front seven, but their back end's good too. And, you know, it puts pressure on, and they've had a lot of games where they've been up and able to, you know, they play nickel against two tight ends and one back and two receivers. I mean, they're doing a lot of unconventional things that way defensively, and sometimes because the score is dictated that they can. So, but you know, they've got a super front. Linebackers are playing well, and I think they're playing with a lot of confidence.
Various games of their tape, do you see any difference in them at home versus away? They don't seem to be quite as dominant away from Lambeau.
Well, they've had a lot more closer games at home, and they've been very dominant. Yeah. I mean, at on the road, and they've been very dominant at home. So, but again, you know, I think at home they play with a lot of confidence, I think the fans get behind them quite a bit. And then, but each game is a different game. You know, they scored a lot of points. Against Chicago on the road, and you know, they came back and won the game in Miami last play, and so you know, every week's different.
Today or yesterday, or is this just something?
It's been something that's been bothering me a little bit, and I just thought we'd give him a day off. You know, he's had good work all week this week, and so I just figured it'd be best to give him one more, give him a little extra day of rest before the game.
So I'm back out here today after missing a couple practices.
He'll be playing. Good. All right. It's a lot shorter in the cold.